Chapter 2. And on the third day a marriage took place in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also and his disciples were invited to the marriage. And wine being deficient, the mother of Jesus says to him, "They have no wine." Jesus says to her, "What have I to do with thee, woman? Mine hour has not yet come." His mother says to the servants, "Whatever he may say to you, do." Now there were standing there 6 stone water vessels, according to the purification of the Jews, holding 2 or 3 measures each. Jesus says to them, "Fill the water vessels with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he says to them, "Draw out now, and carry it to the feastmaster." And they carried it. But when the feastmaster had tasted the water which had been made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants knew who drew the water, the feastmaster calls the bridegroom, and says to him, "Every man sets on first the good wine, and when men have well drunk, then the inferior. Thou hast kept good wine till now." This beginning of signs did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this he descended into Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and there they abode not many days. Verse 13. And the Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple the sellers of oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers sitting. And, having made a scourge of cords, he cast them all out of the temple, both the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the change of the money changers, and overturned the tables, and said to the sellers of doves, "Take these things hence. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." And his disciples remembered that it is written, "The zeal of thy house devours me." The Jews therefore answered and said to him, "What sign showest thou to us that thou doest these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews therefore said, 46 years was this temple building, and thou wilt raise it up in 3 days." But he spoke of the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from among the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. Verse 23. And when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, at the feast, many believed on his name, beholding his signs which he wrought. But Jesus himself did not trust himself to them, because he knew all men, and that he had not need that any should testify of man, for himself knew what was in man.